Easy now, day 31 of hashtag 365. My name's Alex Baker. Greetings. How are things? How's your journey going? You enjoying it still? Day 31, you know, we're really in the flow of it all now. Some people say it takes, on average, 60 days to form a habit. Some people say it's 30. Some people say it's 90. But, you know, the average is about 60 days. So we're halfway through that kind of habit-forming period at the moment. So hopefully you're, you know, writing everything down that you eat. You're getting into the sort of routine of weighing yourself every week and all the rest of it, which is what I'm doing. And I feel like it's starting to become not challenging. Do you know what I mean? It's starting to be just what I do, which is what's so amazing. Anyway, I called this episode Food Addiction Volume 2 because I wanted to talk about something that's occurred to me this week. It's a bit dark, I suppose, but I was wondering whether overeating is a bit of a form of self-harm. Do you know what I mean? Because I've sort of experienced this in the past where, so I get IBS, right? If I eat lots of melted cheese, like lots of melted cheese and rich meats, you know, it's poo-mageddon. It's explosive toilet time. And, you know, there are other pizzas available, but one pizza that does that without fail is a Domino's pepperoni passion. There's something about the intoxicating blend of rich meats and super amounts of cheese on that pizza that just makes me go to the toilet within 20 minutes of my first mouthful. It's explosive. It's horrendous. It's awful. But every now and then it sort of feels worth it, despite knowing that I'm going to have this like twisting, agonizing pain in my stomach as the lactose tears through me. For some reason, I still do it. And it's a bit like that when you go out for a massive meal, isn't it? You know, when you go out for a massive meal and you feel like your stomach's bursting and you feel so uncomfortable and you think to yourself, why have I done this? If I'd eaten half the amount of food, I would not feel like this. There's a part of me that wonders whether it's kind of, on a very low level, whether it's kind of a form of self-harm, and it plays into that addiction, that obsession. I don't know. I haven't really figured it out yet. Maybe I'm going to over the course of the next year, but I don't really know. It's just something I thought would be worth mentioning and being mindful of, so that next time I come to have a massive meal, big Chinese meal or a kebab from my local Turkish restaurant, which is absolutely amazing, or wherever, just to sort of think, okay, do you know what? I've eaten quite a lot now. Maybe just stop and not go to the nth degree and end up feeling absolutely horrendous to the point where you can basically not walk. Weird. Anyway, I'll be here for tomorrow for day 32, obviously. I'm going out tonight and I'm fully intending on getting absolutely wasted. So I've got to be very, very sensible with my calories today. I'm going out for lunch today as well. We were going to go for a burger. We've changed that to a Wagamama's. So I'm going to have something light from Wagamama's and save up my calories so I can have some vino rosé tonight. The drink of champions.